Yesterday marked 60 days until Election Day, and that has special significance in election law, and it could affect the way some big political advertisers spend their money from here on out. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Republican Mitt Romney's campaign put up 15 new ads yesterday in 8 battleground states. In those 8 states, the Romney and Obama teams have spent $381 million since May 1st. That's according to an NPR analysis of data compiled by National Journal. Republicans have outspent Democrats in 5 of the 8 states, and overall they lead by $25 million. 2 pro-Republican groups account for 2/3 of all the GOP spending, and more than the Romney campaign itself.
We must replace President Obama. Americans for Prosperity is responsible for the content of this advertising.
That's from one of the groups, Americans for Prosperity, which is backed by billionaires David and Charles Koch. The other group, co-founded by strategist Karl Rove, is Crossroads GPS.
Tell Obama for real job growth, cut the debt. Support the new majority agenda.
Americans for Prosperity and Crossroads GPS are technically social welfare organizations, so they aren't required to disclose their donors. But now that the election is less than 60 days away, maintaining secrecy is a little harder. There's a legal window that closes 60 days before the election. Once it's shut, groups are required to disclose the money behind so-called electioneering ads. Those are TV and radio ads that talk about candidates but don't expressly tell you how to vote. That Tell Obama spot from Crossroads GPS is one example. The window for the presidential campaigns actually closed 30 days ago before the conventions, but now the window is closed for Senate and House races, too. A social welfare group can just switch to express advocacy, like that Americans for Prosperity ad saying we must replace President Obama. But if a social welfare organization does too much express advocacy, it can get into trouble with the IRS. That's because these groups aren't supposed to do politics. So they have to talk to their lawyers and roll the dice.
There are tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in the gamble.
Greg Colvin is a San Francisco lawyer who specializes in the law for tax-exempt organizations.
They're going to cross their fingers and hope that they spent more than 51% of their money on ads that the IRS will not consider to be political.
Crossroads GPS and Americans for Prosperity didn't respond yesterday to queries on how they plan to proceed. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.